I believe in you. Yeah, you got to get ready for the next race. Anything broken? Good. Get out there. I guarantee you that's what he said. But I'll tell you something. Her confidence came from all of those people. Imagine if Dave wasn't there with her today. Imagine that. And you guys, that's how your downline feels with you. If you don't have an upline that's holding you accountable, that's working with you every day, that has you on calls, that's encouraging you, that's saying, let's go to the next event together, let's get you to the next rank, then you probably don't have much confidence. Because how are you going to do this without that kind of encouragement? We all need a success coach, don't we? So the confidence comes from reading every single day. How I raise myself from failure to success in selling will change your income. I read it in the back of a Suburban with three kids and one of those big TVs that you used to plug into the cigarette lighter. You guys remember that? And a cooler with all our snacks all the way to Deep Creek, Maryland. Deep Creek Lake in Maryland. That's a long way, guys. It's 20 hours. We drove there, and I wanted to be a five-star in this company. So you know what I did? I read the whole way. I put the kids back there. My hair's hitting my mic. I put the kids back there. They watched a movie, and I read. And I schemed. And I believed, and I thought, I'm going to change my situation, because we were stuck. How many of you have been stuck at the same amount of paycheck for how long now? Okay, you have to increase your activity in order to get a better result, don't you? So now, step number two of the eight steps is not just defining your dream and being all goo-goo gaga about your dream. It's make some commitments. Write down number two. Make some commitments. And before you leave here, not when you get home, before you leave here, you get your calendar out and you say, these are the nights that I'm committed to building my business. And if you're committed to Tuesday and Thursday, I don't care what comes up on Tuesday and Thursday, you're missing it. Because you can work all day to make a living, and then you work in the evening on your own business to make a fortune, right? I remember the guy on stage at that event said, you know what, I work 40 hours a week so my boss and his family can go to Hawaii, and when I get off at 5 o'clock, I'm going to do a meeting so me and mine can go to Hawaii. You remember that tape? I listened to these tapes so much I memorized them. I listened to them to where it was just like verbatim. Dave and I pulled them out last week after 19 years, because I'm working with Tom Schreider on this generic album, and the tape would be going, and me and Dave would look at each other and finish the sentence, because we listened to them 52 times. Our mentor said, when it's your 51st tape, you'll get it. So we'd wear them out till the tape broke, and we'd put scotch tape on them. We'd wear them out again. We went on a cruise with 500 people. People took their boom boxes because they were scared to go. Kurt, is this true or false? You walked down the hallway of the cruise ship, and what did you hear coming out of the rooms? Personal development tapes were going. Because our mentor told us, you can't hit your peak on two tapes a week. You can't do this if you don't listen to two audios a day. So the only way you're going to get your confidence up and increase your activity is if every day you wake up and you don't turn on the news, you get home from work, you don't get home, sit down in your lazy boy, put it in L for loser. Stole that one too. Get out your automatic income reducer. Turn it to CNN. That's a remote control automatic income reducer. Some of you get that on the way home. Turn it to CNN, which is constant negative news, and listen to the same story they were doing yesterday, get better and better and better, while your income goes down and down and down and down. And we're going, well, the stock didn't go up today for longevity. Well, my God, if everybody else did what you did, we wouldn't even have a company left, right? I mean, seriously, let's get responsible here. So if we're all going to increase our activity, who honestly believes they can get one new CEO by the last day of the month? Don't say it if you don't believe it. Yeah. By the first. By the first. Because when you leave, you'll give me your name and your email, and I'll hold you accountable. Who can get one CEO by the end of the month? By April 1st. Who can get one CEO by the 15th of April? That's my little girl's birthday. She's a tax baby. I don't have a good thing to say about that. Okay, so on the 15th, who's going to have one new CEO? You take out a clean sheet of paper, and we're going to write down your commitment. Your commitment is step number two of the eight steps that I always teach. One is your dream. Two is your commitment. 3 is use the products. 4 is make a big list and add to the list every single day. This isn't the Barb Pitcock system, just so you guys know. Remember the old man that I told you that had a twitch in his neck? I didn't tell you what his speech was about. I'll tell you that to end it. He is the one that taught me this, and he learned it from his mentor, and it worked for 100% of the people that worked it. And after they made a list, then they would find a prospect,